This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 14th of February, 1963. The title of this lecture is Routine 3M Data. This tape is 61 minutes long, reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, here we are on 14 February. I think it's Valentine's Day, isn't it? 14 February. AD 13, St. Hill Special Briefing Course, lecture number one. Just be one lecture this evening. this is a lecture about 3MX. 3M it has become. I think it's extremely amusing that you've got a tiger by the tail called Routine 3M, because this tiger is going to surprise you very much. This is a very precise tiger, and the only way you can make this tiger go the wrong direction and do the wrong things and upset things in general is by failing utterly to do the usual and to do what you're supposed to do. Because the first time you do something wrong with this tiger, he's going to claw you. And after that, he's not going to behave well. I'll give you an example. Now, on a source list, you say, who or what does the goal so forth oppose, or the goal-ing oppose, or somebody or something doing the goal or with the goal, whatever it lists. The first time you get that out to the end there and grab an item off that line and try to do something with that item, you're going to find yourself in very interesting condition, providing you pick up that item, call it a terminal when it is an op term, and then oppose it. All you have to do is make a goof just once on a wrong way to, or pick up the wrong item, or do something like that. And all you've got to do is do that just once. And after that, the rules don't come off well. In other words, it allows you just one goof, and that's too many. In other words, if you find the item, a tiger, on this goal to be a tiger, and you find the item, something like that, off this goals opposed list, and then you say, well, obviously, if it's to be a tiger, to be a tiger, why, naturally, that's a terminal. Naturally, it's a terminal. Ah. That is the auditor auditing by significance. And you don't audit by significance except to this degree. If he's got a goal to be a tiger, his first terminal is not going to be a tiger. Think of that. It's interesting, isn't it? It's going to be somebody who is terrified of tigers. It's going to be somebody who runs very fast. It's going to be somebody who is allergic to cats. That's going to be the first item up. And that's going to be his terminal. To that degree, you're on the right road with significances. But technical tests, that is to say precision tests, should be made on that first one. Just because you listed goal opposed, don't think you're going to get an op term. You're not. You may get a terminal. You may get a terminal or an op term. And all you've got to do is take just that one thing, the one thing, and list it wrong way too, and after that, things don't fit together. Now, that means this. It means that you've done a wrong way too. You find an item. Oh, yeah, that first one will be all right. That's what fools you. Yes, it's the last rocket reading item on the list, taken from the source, Tiger. And then you take that as your reliable item, the last one on the list, the rocket reading, everything is fine. And you oppose that, and you list on down, and you might get that one. You might get that one. PC is starting to look rather green or purple or pink or black or something like that. But don't pay any attention to that. No auditor does. PC starts turning some weird color. Don't ever inquire. Just plow him in. No, you've gone that far. You've gotten your next RI. That's your second RI. And then you list from that. And you come up with no item. You go, and it just disappears into the blue. Now you're in a scramble. Now you say, well, maybe if I continued the list of who or what would a tiger oppose? So you do, and the PC gets a very coal color. He looks like a coal man who hasn't bathed for three or four lifetimes, but so on. And you do. You find another item, and you oppose that, and you wind up with no item. The list just, you got a couple of rocket reads on it. And so then you decide, well, maybe I'd really better oppose this tiger further. But now you get nothing but RSs. Now you go back and look at the goal, and it's doing nothing but RS. If it reads at all. The PC is in pretty bad shape. Things are looking very grim. And finally, lightning strikes. You get the tremendous idea. I wonder if tiger was opposed wrong way, too. All right, so you take a tiger now, and you treat it as an op term, which is probably what it should have been in the first place, and you list it out, and you keep on going. You'll get someplace. You'll go on, and you'll get items, and you'll fit them together. But you've upset the frequency of that section of the GPM. You've upset its frequency. In other words, you've messed it up to the degree that, for a while, nothing is going to settle down. And you're going to keep having lists which don't have items on them, and then having to extend some other list to get an item, and then wondering where that appears, and then doing a goal oppose again, and wind up with another item, and wonder where it goes on the line plot, and oppose that. And it's just hunt and punch from there on. Now, you get the trickiness of the situation? It is very tricky. Therefore, I advise you to keep a very, very strenuous eye on the PC. Goal oppose, all right? You've seen this goal rocket read. Everything is fine, so you're going to list it out. Who or what would the goal oppose, all right? PC can be expected to turn a little bit black on that. I wouldn't worry about that. But when you take the item which you get then, and you take a very high-toned item associated with the goal, and you say, that's a terminal, and therefore run who or what would this reliable item oppose, when it was actually an op term, you'll find the PC starts getting black or green or some other color. He discolors. He definitely goes down. He starts looking older. Your needle gets tighter. And a lot of other undesirable things happen. Now, when you notice that, you go back and start listing it right way too. Don't find an item. Don't keep going in some bullheaded fashion. Just knock it off right there and list the thing right way too. Now, all of a sudden, why, it's running better, and your needle loosens up, and things look a lot better, and it'll come out. And if you've gone that far, you won't upset the GPM. So you won't upset its frequency. Then you can go on getting lists where the rocket reading item, which is last on the list, is the rocket reading item that you want, and oppose that properly, and so forth, and it'll go off like clockwork. Well, how critical is this? If you find the wrong item on the source list, not knowing that the item can appear any place, you don't complete the source list, And then you take a rock slam that appeared on the end of the source list, even though there are rocket reeds up and down this source list. You take this rock slam and you oppose it, you have upset the source list. That list is now upset. What are you going to do with this list? Well, you just have to somehow or another fumble through. How do I mean upset? Well, the funny part of it is your efforts to complete it are difficult. You get odd phenomena occurring, such as something that rocket red when it went down on the list now rock slams. Little oddball things occur. Now, you can always convert a rock slam into a rocket reed if it's been a rocket reed in the first place. In other words, you saw it go down as a rocket reed. Some drilling, big mid-roods on the item, will turn it back into a rocket reed. That isn't true of all rock slams. You can't do big mid-roods on any rock slam and turn it into a rocket reed. But you can take something which you saw as a rocket reed, which has become a rock slam, and turn it back into a rocket reed. What I'm trying to tell you is be awfully sure of what you're doing, and don't go plunging on and on and on and on, multiplying error after error after error, just because you're supposed to look busy and look like an auditor. You be sure of what you do before you do it. And it's far better just to sit back and give the PC a break and look it all over. Doesn't look good to you, go ask somebody, get in touch with somebody. Or if you're in some far reach of the world, suspend the auditing intensive until you contact St. Hill or something like that. It's far better for you to do that than to keep plunging on. Do something new. You know the big mistake you could make with 212A is you couldn't find a big rock slamming item. So you did another list. So you couldn't find a big rock slamming item, so you did another list. So you had a new source list. So then you did another new source list. So you couldn't get any place there, so we did a new source list. And then we abandoned that, and we did a new source list. You see, that's just gotta do, on and on and on. And I'm telling you, you can upset everything by doing that. No, find out where you are before you go on. Your error is always earlier. You always got an earlier error. And a new action does not fix up this other error. See, you can't do a new action that repairs your old blunder. And that's true of both routine 2 and routine 3. If something goes wrong, then it's something earlier that is wrong. And you're not going to repair it by doing something new. Do you understand that? I'll give you a hypothetical situation of what could happen. You got this person's goal, that's fine. We know how to get goals, that's easy. At about the fourth reliable item we find using routine 3, I received a most remarkable cable today, by the way, a dispatch rather. Somebody said that they had read the bulletin about canceling out routine 321 and were in terrible condition because they had a clearing co-audit and now didn't have anything they can do. Give you some idea how people don't read bulletins. It goes on to say that you convert the case at once and immediately using the old goal, starting from scratch. You convert the case right over to routine 3M. And this particular person who was trained here, he actually didn't bother to read the rest of the bulletin. He just went into a panic. And it tells him right there, just convert it. But that aside from the fact, it shows you how people don't get points that are right there in black and white or red and white. So you can count on the fact that this point will be missed. Let me give you this hypothetical case now. Four items deep, and everything starts running wrong. They do lists. All of a sudden, there are no rocket reads on the listing. That's one of the things. No rocket reads. Only RSs. They go back and look at the goal. It is now RSing. Not rocket reading, it's RSing. They keep running out lists, and they go totally dead. No item appears on these lists. They all have items on them when they're written down, but you read these items back to the PC, gone. You may find the first RS on the list is now RSing, although there are 15 RRs followed it. You know, this is all random stuff, see? Well, that doesn't mean anything is wrong with the technique. That means something has gone wrong earlier. And now look, hypothetically, you could go on and you could find item after item after item after item, straight down the line, one after the other, and try to patch it in and go back and oppose, get the goal opposed again and get a new item and try to go down the line and try to push on out and try to keep going and keep going and going and going and going and then you're gone to hell, man. Because there's no way of straightening it out. Now, after a while, you can't tell what's an op term, what's a terminal, what's the package, what confronted what, and the PC is sitting there saying, what the hell? What goes up against what? Which is who? Where is it? And he's sitting there, and he lists like mad, and then you run down the list, and there's nothing on it, so you extend the list, and eventually something appears on it, and you take that, and, oh, God, after a while, he doesn't know what opposes what. No, your goof is earlier. And there is no additional action which you can do to repair the goof. In other words, there isn't a new technique which you now do if the thing isn't run according to textbook. The reason it stops running according to textbook is you have done something wrong. One of the earlier items found is wrong. You understand that? Something has been grabbed wrong off the list. I'll give you the chronic errors. Didn't list the tone arm action out. Left tone arm action on it. Didn't go 25 items beyond the last RS or RR. Grabbed a terminal and used it as an op term. Or grabbed an op term and used it as a terminal. In other words, a wrong way to listing for your next item. And those are the commonest errors. Now, in view of the fact the fellow's in the GPM, and he's pretty confused, and you ask him if something is a terminal or something is an op term, he's liable to do the most remarkable things. He's liable to tell you the terminals are op terms and op terms are terminals. And actually, your mass test... You say it, the best wording, by the way, is who or what would oppose, just giving your question that you would use on the top of the list and asking if more mass turned on with this one, or who or what would oppose, other way to that, ask him, read that to him two or three times, ask him then if that turned on more mass, and then take the one with the less mass. That's all very well as a test, but sometimes he can't tell. Well, a very, very gingery test listing can ensue, but in view of the fact that routine 3 loosens up the needle, you're not going to see much needle tighten. In other words, that needle can tighten up enormously without your noticing it. That's one of the bugs. You have to look at the quality of item he's putting down. He's consistently had as his terminal a skunk, a bum, a tramp, you know, that sort of thing. And that's the type of listing he's doing, you see. And all of a sudden, he starts listing this next one as a high society swell, a moneyed person, a very cultured gentleman. Well, now, it's bad for an auditor to get too significant about this sort of thing. But boy, that kind of thing, you see, he's listing for terminals. You call this thing an op term, and he's listing for terminals. Actually, he's putting op terms on the list. These have always been op terms for him. And it doesn't look right. It's the wrong kind of item he's putting down. You should get suspicious and start looking very closely at his face. Is he darkening up? Your next thing is the tone arm action. Is the tone arm action less? Now, the next thing you want to look at and ask him, is mass drawing in on him? Because if he's listing wrong way to, the mass comes in. The mass comes in. And he has a hell of a time trying to keep the question in his mind. By the way, he can't remember usually the phrasing of wrong way to items. He can't keep the question in his mind as he's trying to list. In other words, listing is very difficult for him. And the more he lists, the more he's getting this mass. And in comes the mass, closer and closer, further and further, tighter and tighter. That's, he'll tell you about it too. But with that, you will gradually see that your needle is not very responsive. You're not getting much action out of this. There's not much tone arm. The PC is getting darker in color. There are these very specific tests to look at. And remember, the first wrong way to list will behave like the textbook. You'll get your item as the last RR on the list. You'll have RRs. It will be an item. The PC will have reality on it as an item. You get the liabilities here. So it's a touchy situation. Which way to are these items? I've given you how to get around it, and I've told you what happens if you don't get around it. You've got to always go back to where you did it wrong, and now do it right, and something will happen, and the case will straighten out and feel a lot better. Well, now, if that's all the tests there were, and so forth, we've left this to a large degree to the auditor's observation, and we've left this to the PC's statement, and so forth. And if all these things were wrong, you still might get a bad judgment on it. Fortunately, there's a mechanical test, which is the proof of the pudding. Let's say you found three items, and you're listing, and everything goes into the blue. You don't get any item on the list. Well, you know something now is wrong way two. That's what you know. One of the things you've grabbed, even though the PC said, yes, I have always been a paragon of virtue. See, and that was the goal, to be virtuous. A paragon of virtue. Always have been. And so you said, all right, this goal's a paragon of virtue, so I'll list it, and fine, and everything is fine, and you've listed it as a terminal. Now, I'll tell you, in the last stages of a goal, in the first items which you get on the PC, a dirty, betraying, rotten skunk that would cheat anybody is far more likely. In fact, it's probably the item. Well, you go back to this thing, and you say to the PC, well, I'm going to list this paragon of virtue as an upterm. Now, well, he already got an item off of it. You'll have to get an argument. See, routine three makes them better so much faster. You don't have the real satisfaction of an ARC break. They just get a little bit cross sometimes, or they feel a little bit cross or misemotional. And they really don't even bother to take it out on the auditor. They just feel kind of, yeah. And sometimes won't even express it. So you say, I'm going to do this the other way too. Now, we're going to treat this paragon of virtue as an upterm. Who or what would oppose a paragon of virtue? Well, PC will list it. And it lists like a streak of light. And it goes right on out, and you find a new terminal. What do you do with these other two? Oh, well, don't upset the PC about them. Leave them on the plot. They undoubtedly fit in. But it's going to change everything, so you don't use them again. Have you got that? You just set those aside. Don't use either one of them, because they'll give you trouble. Now, you take what you get from the paragon of virtue, right way too, and you oppose that, but remember, it, again, because you've upset the bank, isn't necessarily a terminal that you get off of that. You're liable to wind up with another op-term, see? So from there on, you've got to be careful. You've got to be more careful than you would be if you did it right the first time. The difficult routine three is the routine three that has started wrong. We've already had a case out here, the source list. The auditor actually opposed a rock-slamming item when there were RRs on the list. Well, that case isn't going to behave exactly according to the book. It's somehow or another, here and there, you're going to follow the 25 rule and go back and find there's no item on the list and have to extend it another 25 and then find an item that sticks in. You get the idea? The exact pattern has been upset by the wrong action, so now be alert. Now, only thing that's going to happen is things aren't going to start appearing early on the list. It's going to have to be that the lists are longer, and sometimes they dead end, and sometimes you have to go back and list something else further in order to get a new RR, or have to go back and get goal oppose, a new goal oppose list. You can always do that. It's very interesting. Every time you do a goal oppose list, weirdly enough, you wind up intimately and directly. So here's some of the saving graces I'm going to give you here. Everything is going to hell, and you can't figure out which is right and which is wrong and what you did wrong, and you can't figure out anything. You're shot. You're sitting there picking up pieces of paper, helplessly crying as the auditor, don't you see? PC is getting mad. And everything's going hell and balloon. You can always do a goal oppose. And you will wind up with the next item, op term or terminal. It's very amazing. I'll give you an idea of it. You've just done a list which would come up with Coventry at the end of the list. Well, if you suspend that list just before you got the item and did a goal oppose, you would come up with the item Coventry on the goal oppose. Interesting puzzle, huh? Now, the funny part of it is, if you've got Coventry and it is not opposed, and here we'll move into the next one, you've got Coventry as your last item, and you do a goal oppose, and you haven't opposed Coventry, and the only item there that's to come up, you're liable to do a goal oppose and come up with Coventry. That's quite interesting. In other words, you apparently could do this fantastic thing. This is only theoretical. You could say, do a goal oppose list and oppose it. You know, oppose the RI that you get. Of course, that item's liable to appear any place on a goals oppose list. And oppose that. See? Do a goal oppose list. Find a nice RR item. No, not two RRs or two RSs there. And then oppose this reliable item that you get. And then not oppose that, but go back and do another goal oppose list, and you'll come up with the next item. And then oppose that, and then go back and do a goal oppose list, and you will come up with the next item, and you can oppose that. Get the idea? But if you oppose one of those things wrong, the bank will be upset and your goal oppose list will go a bit awry. But you can still go back and always do a goal oppose list. You got that? That's pretty good, isn't it? Let's give you another solution to this situation. You're one of these on and on and on characters, see? Or you're supervising somebody who is one, see? There is no action that I should repair. I should always do a new action. You know, you've had this. And the guy finally, there's something backwards someplace. There's something he should have said, oppose a tiger. And he said, who or what would a tiger oppose? You see, wrong way too. And the thing has gotten into a mess, and he's done another goal oppose. And now he's not quite sure which of these channels to use. And so he's just used both of them. And he finally winds up with 8 items, and they don't quite fit because he's invalidated some of them, because he's gotten them by extending lists. He ran a list all the way out, don't you see, to an RI, and he got that RI, but it doesn't fit now, or something he thinks is wrong, and they can't figure out where it goes. So they go back and extend another list that they've already found an RI on, don't you see? They'll come up with a new item, and they think that invalidates the RI they'd already found on the list, which it doesn't, just because the thing isn't firing now is no reason. So they've taken this new thing, and the guy is sitting there with about 8 items, and you don't know what they oppose, and you don't what opposes them, or where they fit in relationship to each other. You got a puzzle on your hands, and it's a mean one, because the PC's pretty upset. He can't figure it all out. You see, you told him, you see, that a hangman opposed a judge. You've told him that, and now you've extended the list out, and you've gotten chopping block. And he thinks now, let's see, would a hangman oppose a chopping block? Judge would not oppose a chopping block, but neither would a hangman oppose a chopping block. And the hangman hangs people, and he doesn't know. What you've actually done is found two consecutive terminals or something like this, don't you see? And you probably now have three items on the terminal side of the line plot, and you've got maybe one item on the opterm side. And he's trying to take two of these terminals and make opterms out of them and package this up, and he doesn't know which way he's going. He's having a hard time. Here's how you straighten it out. You take these eight items, and you give each one a brief tiger drill to see what fires. You say, yes, well, while it fires, they've all been opposed, so none of them fire. Ha ha. The wrong ones will fire. The ones which have not been opposed will still fire. It's interesting, isn't it? You can still make them RS. Even though they've been listed and you found an item from it, if it was all wrong and backwards or something of the sort, and it wasn't done right or the list was incomplete, you're going to get this weird situation where the thing is still firing. So you go back and you take these eight items, you tiger drill each one in turn, and you see which one fires. Then you determine whether or not that is a terminal or an opterm, and you oppose it. And then you determine whether or not the result is a terminal or an opterm, and you oppose it. And then you determine whether or not the result is a terminal or opterm, and you oppose it. And you'll get one of these two 12-4-way packages. And that'll box, and it'll give you something to go on. In view of the fact that it'll improve the PC enormously, why, he'll feel much better if you've done so. Now, you've got that. You've got the charge off, don't you see? The charge was important. Because where the PC's rock slams or rocket reads, his attention still is. So you've still got his attention on something up here, and they're all his items. It doesn't matter how you got them, they're still all his items, you know. You can sometimes get more items than you needed to get, but they're still his items. If they rocket red, they're his items. Now, do this. Take one. Here's the way you package all this up now. See, you've got the charge off of it, so he's thinking straighter now. Take one thing that you know. Don't go on finding more items than just taking the charge off. You understand? Go ahead and find the rest of those items in that little four-way package, and the PC isn't going around the bend now. Now his attention can go on to other items. And this is how you use a meter to do this. Take one terminal or one opterm that you're absolutely sure of. You know, you were sure that one was a terminal. Or you were sure that one was an opposition terminal. You're sure of this. Take that one, and then just read off the remaining seven to him, watching the meter. And when you read the one that it opposes or opposes it, you'll get a fire. There's just a little residual fire left there, and it goes, psh! Don't hang around on it too long, because it's gone. And you'll get a drop of the TA if you start doing this. Now, that's packaging them up. So you've got one here now that fired. Now let's take another one that should come adjacent to it that it might also oppose, and put that adjacent to it. And then find the remaining. You've got three now in a line, you see. Now you've got, let's say you had eight. You've still got five items floating around here someplace. Read the five to him and see which is the best one to go into the next position. And that will fire when you get it into position, you see. And then find one that's very likely as the next position, because the one you just find would oppose it or something of the sort. And then put that in that position, then find out what opposes this. And it will fire for a moment. And then you'll get your line plot all back together again. The PC will be very, very happy. You can't do this until you've taken the charge off items. The way you take the charge off items is you find which one of those eight, I'll just go over this again, you find which one of those eight, as you read it to the PC, this is not in packaging, you just read it to the PC, and you'll find one of them still firing like crazy. Little tiger drill, and this thing goes pow, 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 pow. Take the one that fires best, and regardless of whether you thought it was authentic or unauthentic or wrong way to or any other darn thing, you establish whether or not it's a terminal or an opterm, make a four-way roundabout package out of that, just like in 212, and you've taken the charge off the bank. Now, take the rest of these items and get them back together again. All of a sudden, the PC being oriented on this, your line plot starting in with your lowest item, which, by the way, the last item you found ordinarily is still firing. You ignore that one in your other test. Now, get that opposed, and all of a sudden, it will usually be found that it all comes back on the rules and finishes up very nicely. There's how you do it mechanically. Now, the other mistake you can make is to overshoot. That happened to me, so I speak with authority. And when you overshoot, you're liable to get a double group into your next GPM. Let's say you overshoot like this. The PC is maintaining, and the meter maintains by being at 3 and having a bit of a free needle and all that. Everything is fine, and the PC maintains those are the last two items. You can't get the first goal to read, nothing like this. Everything is flat, everything looks beautiful, and then you oppose with an overshoot, see? You oppose the last op term you found. You're going to go straight into the next GPM. Now, this is not necessarily bad because you're going to, within two items from then, oppose, you see, you're going to have the PC's next goal because he's going to tell you what the goal is. He'll tell you two or three versions of it, and you just check these two or three versions out, and one of them will rocket read like mad. That's his goal. All right, you've got his goal. You better not list a PC very far without his goal. But actually, you can't find two rocket reading items without the PC telling you his goal, and the thing rocket reads like mad, so you see that's no harm on anybody. In other words, you can find the PC's goal very easily. There's nothing to it. But to go on without it is a mistake. And also, to now go back and do a goal oppose list is a mistake of great magnitude. Why? Well, look, you took the two smallest, you took the two basic items of goal one, and you opposed, let us say, the op term of those, and you shot over here into this other GPM, and then you got an item there, and you opposed it. It follows the same rules, by the way. It's the last rocket reading item on the list, so forth. The list is complete. And then you opposed that properly. And you got over here, and you got another item. The PC says, well, gee, my goal is to be a scared person, is what the first terminal you found on this new one is, a scared person. Very often, by the way, it'll be something the PC is doing in his current lifetime, like a salesman. And he says, that's me. Oh, no, if it's the first item at the top of a new GPM, it's not him. Even if his goal is to be a salesman, it is the enemy. So you'll find his straight goal. His goal is probably to be a salesman, and the first item is to be a salesman's the op term. That's where you'll mainly make your mistake. You'll figure yourself to pieces on this. You know, you won't realize that the reason the goal isn't practiced anymore, it's totally downgraded. He is now a haggard buyer, don't you see? Something like this. That's as close as he can come to be a salesman. All right, and you've gotten those two items, you've got the PC's goal. Now the mistake you make is to do a goal oppose list. And you do a goal oppose list, you've had it. Why? Well, you've already got your two top items of the next GPM. Now you're going to get two more items, except by doing a goal oppose, because you've entered the GPM, maybe at the non-optimum position, you don't know whether those new items that you get from the goal oppose are before or after the items which you have just found, and you're going to find yourself carrying two packages down the bank simultaneously. The pair from goal oppose, where do they fit? And the other pair you got from the last goal's up term, where do they fit? You understand? So that if you do a sink through like this, it's perfectly all right for you to do so, and probably you will do it. Maybe even recommended procedure. But I don't say that it is just because it happened to me. You do this oppose on this key reliable item. You do this oppose on it and you fall through into the next GPM. See, you've gone 25, 30 items. And that first thing is all run out, the goal isn't firing, anything else, and then you just one more time you oppose, and you go right straight back into the GPM just before that. You can get the PC's goal. Well, if you do that, don't do the goal oppose, you understand? Don't get fooled, because you'll find yourself with two pairs of items that you're not sure where they'll fit. And a PC gets hopelessly bewildered. He gets all mixed up. Interesting. So if you do find your second GPM that lies under the first one when cleared up, by doing an oppose, you just go on oppose, oppose, oppose. In other words, the spiral staircase runs straight down through the first GPM into the second GPM into the third GPM and so on. There's the pattern of it. You can just do spiral staircase without ever doing another goal oppose. But if you ran totally out of items and couldn't find your way anymore, you can do a goal oppose. The essence of all this is when you found a lot of items, you want to know which ones are still firing, because having been opposed, they normally shouldn't be firing. Now, those items which have been opposed reverse way to will still fire. Therefore, you've got to actually straighten them out as terminal or op term and do a little four-way bing-bing, and you'll find a couple of missing items that you otherwise wouldn't have found. This is very interesting, isn't it? Now, your second GPM, below the first GPM, is tougher than the first one. You think it should be easier. Well, it may be shorter, but it is tougher. It's tougher on the PC. You see, you're running a section of track where he was that much bigger. And he made his difficulties with more enthusiasm. And so, therefore, you're liable to get into a more massy situation. In other words, it's likely to be more massive on your second GPM than on your first one. Therefore, your auditing by that time should be very perfect. You shouldn't start goofing on your auditing. Now, the best way to do something like this is to get the fellow down to a point where the goal no longer files. This is the sequence of a goal. A goal originally, before you start to audit, the first GPM fires very, very sporadically. It's easily put out, it's easily lost, it easily vanishes. You won't even think it exists sometimes. Goes, you see, and then you get some items from it with a goal oppose list and so on, and then it starts firing with a great enthusiasm. Great enthusiasm. Lots of fire. Pow, pow. You never saw such rocket reads as you get off a goal after it's had a few items run on it. They run, third to half a dial. The most enthusiastic thing. Somebody asked me the other day, where from, Los Angeles, about reverse rocket reads. Reverse rocket reads were for the op term, and right rocket reads. There is no such thing as reverse rocket reads, so this puzzled me very much. But let us say that we went, the goal fired with a nice rocket read. Somebody else asked me out here the other day, he said, isn't there's a slow RS, so is there such thing as a slow rocket read? The answer to that is no. All rocket reads travel by the square root of the bum theory, and they are always exactly on the subject of electrosis. Of course, my answer makes far more sense than the question. Now, a rocket read's a rocket read. If you tell somebody there's a slow rocket read, you get a fall, and he'll start running goals because they fall. Well, I can show you any God's quantity of goals that fall. No, a rocket read is a rocket read. It starts off fast and decays slow. With great enthusiasm, it goes, pew, and it's over here and going very slow by the time it ends. It's an enthusiastic response. It's very satisfactory. After an auditor has run a goal by 3M, he's seen enough rocket reads. He'll never be fooled again in his life, because all the items rocket read. Now, the goal goes into this period of very enthusiastic rocket reading. I didn't mean to insult Los Angeles. Los Angeles is doing fine. Los Angeles is doing fine. Particularly, I see Los Angeles as the only one getting any good publicity around, which I appreciate. The rocket reading enthusiasm of the goal after you found four, five, or six items is unbounded. In other words, you only could get this goal to fire by prep check one time, two times out of three, don't you see? A lot of times you'd read it and it'd do nothing, and then you'd read it and it'd fire with a rocket read. And then you thought, and nobody could get it prep checked up, you see. And so you listed it anyway, which is perfectly all right. You've seen it rocket read, and you've seen it rocket read again. It was rocket reading last month, and it's people have seen it rocket read, and the only way you're really going to get it cleaned up is get the items off, because the items going into restimulation have dulled its rocket read. All right, anyhow, you never saw such enthusiastic three times in a row rocket reading from a goal after you've properly run five or six items. Boy, you never saw a goal fire like this. Oh, a three-inch rocket read. Pow! Real enthusiasm. Every time, call it bang, you get a big rocket read. Where does it go from there? Well, it goes into a period when about half of the GPM is run out. Let me say 10, 14, 15 items, something like that. It goes into a period where it RSs. And it'll go this way. You call the goal to be a tiger, rocket read, see? To be a tiger, RS. Nice big RS, but to be a tiger, RS. So you say, on this goal, has anything been suppressed? And PC gives you something. If you want to get all your suppressions off, you know, you run suppress, fail to reveal, and careful of. If you just ran those three buttons, you can make anything fire. Anyhow, you run them sort of repetitive and get the real answers back. You can get things to work, because, of course, those are the three left-hand buttons. Now, you get this goal drilled perfectly, see? And it's now where you say, to be a tiger, rocket read, to be a tiger, rocket read, to be a tiger, rocket read. You say, boy, see, you worked three session hours to get this goal to fire with rocket reads again. And you say, that's pretty good. And he picks it all up, and you get the session over, and at the end of the line, the PC says, would you read the goal to me just one more time to see if it's firing? See? You say, oh, well, sure, you see. You say, to be a tiger, rock slam. In other words, this thing is getting frayed. It's moving out toward the edge of the now existing GPM, and is therefore rock slamming as easily as it rocket reads. Well, you think, well, that's finished. That's finished. No, it goes through the next phase of returning to rocket reading. Now it goes back to being very solidly rocket reading, and it'll keep on rocket reading, but sporadic and early and late. You say, to be a and rocket read. To be a tiger, rocket read. You see? Latent, early. It's not on the button, but they're all rocket reads. And that goes into a period when you've got about two-thirds of the items off the GPM already. It'll hit a very brief period when you hit one of the items and the gold starts discharging. And the gold starts discharging. Pew! Auditor's not saying anything, you see. The goal just starts discharging. You've hit the key item. You've just found an item that is very, very important, you see. It's not the most important or the first item, but it's a very important item. And you just watch that thing. And instead of the tone arm going down markedly when you find an item, boom, it rocket reads itself on down. The PC will tell you probably that he can feel the goal firing. But it goes, and you just keep centering your tone arm, and you see those rocket reeds. They just go crash, 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 crash. Well, that's no longer a rocket reed. That is a barrage. And you see this barrage of reeds, and the tone arm sinks down. Well, your goal after that doesn't fire with much enthusiasm, but still fires. And the rocket reeds are still unmistakable. But as I say, they are early, they are late, they are one out of three. It isn't doing well. It's a sick goal by this time. And now, very shortly after this, maybe two, three, four items, you get the first two items of the bank. And they'll be very fundamental. The first one, let's say to be a tiger. Well, the first item on it is a tigerish person, say, or something like that. And the op term will be a weakling. Or catnip, or something like that. In other words, it says those first two will make very fundamental sense. They're quite recognizable. And the PC will say they're recognizable too. What you really ought to do when you get that pair, when you get that pair all straightened out, is read the goal to the PC, and you'll find out it won't fire, and you try to drill it, and it won't fire, and you just can't get it. It just won't do anything now. But the last item you found of this earliest pair for that goal is still firing. Now, what you should do at this state is just package up that bank beautifully. Just get that GPM all matched off so the PC's happy and you're happy. Don't go tampering with it particularly, but you still might have a reverse way to item in it. The way you find this out is read all the items off to the PC that you've already found, you see. Get the PC satisfied that they're all it, but reading those items, see that one of them doesn't fire. If one of them still fires, it might have been wrong way too opposed, and things might have gotten gummed up at that point. We'll do another little oppose list and get that thing firing the right way too, and maybe a missing item appears, or that whole goal lad starts going up in smoke. There's the way you're going to get your free needle. If you want to take the time to get your free needle, you'll do it by straightening up those items. Now, it's not absolutely necessary, but it's easier on the PC if you do. Then you go down here and find this last item. You'll find it still reading. You carefully didn't include that in the number of items which you were assessing. And you took that last item, which was still reading, and you find out it's terminal or optoterm, pose it accordingly, and you'll drop through to the next GPM. You find two items. After that, the PC, you'll just ask the PC for his goal. He'll give you his goal, that's all. He gives you maybe three or four versions of it. You find which one rocket reads. Very fine, dandy, and so forth. Make sure you've got the terminal or optoterm straight on that, by the way, because when they drop through, it's all upside down now. In other words, the PC was a big person when you got to the bottom, you see, of this, because why? He'd had a long, quiet period. He'd kicked that old GPM over his shoulder. He'd heaved out his Thetan chest, and he'd made himself very very tough, and he postulated a new goal, and there he is into the next bank. Well, he drops from that into the degraded character. He's the really degraded character. So you've got to be careful that you don't get taken in. I told you earlier, see, is the next goal, let us say, is to be a dancer. And you get the first crack out of the box. You get a ballet artist. You say, well, obviously that's his terminal. You knucklehead. When you oppose a ballet artist, who or what would oppose a ballet artist, you get a crippled person who hates the stage. See? That's his terminal. That's where he left that goal. That's why he never had any more to do with it, don't you see? He never had any more to do with it after that. He couldn't go any lower. He'd had it. All right. So there's the way to find your next goal. But there's that little bridge there for you to worry about. Now, I've answered most of the problems that you're going to run into. There aren't really more problems than I have given you here. But I'm sure somebody is going to dream up some problems that aren't germane. Like, should the E-meter... I shouldn't be sarcastic like this. I get it from the instructors, you know. But should the E-meter be plugged in during the session, you know? Now, should we write up all of the items, or should we only take those items which we think look good and write those up? Should we translate the item into the original language in which it was postulated? I don't know. I really couldn't stretch my imagination. You're going to run into that kind of thing. But as far as I'm concerned, the only real trouble that you'll run into, you have to give attention to, I've given you in this lecture. The GPM is very interestingly put together in that things oppose things and things not oppose things. And for some time, I have been wondering whether or not we would ever have to use the not oppose. And now I find that the not oppose line is the second GPM. What the first GPM never opposed was the second GPM. And if you ran the not opposed, you would probably drop prematurely into the second GPM. So this may have happened on the first four-line listing. So you probably don't do anything with this at all. Now, can a person's bank be so scrambled by early auditing and so messed up that 3M doesn't work? Well, for only 3M loused up can louse up a bank. PC may have been sunk in this bank, may have hit various parts of the bank, may have had great difficulty in handling the bank, may have had all kinds of things wrong, and got somatics that never went away, and he ran any process there was. But frankly, there is no earlier process that even made a dent in GPM. It keyed it out. That was the only thing that happened to it. So you find the GPM is there intact, and routine 3M run straight cuts right into the GPM. And the interesting thing that happens as he goes along is there were periods in his auditing when he would hit pictures and sensations which he never understood and never resolved. Well, those uniformly will come up in running the first GPM. That is the first goal. He'll get those pictures out of the road. And there they are. When he starts running the second GPM, he will find out he has some other, what he would consider primordial type pictures, more basic, more fundamental in his life, that he really never paid much attention to. Of course, we're getting down past the Freudian censor, and a good thing, I would say. Now, in answering up, how do you run routine 3M, you use all the rules of listing that have been given in the various bulletins. How do you find the goal? Well, you can find the goal any way that we have ever found a goal. You can take 212 terms or op terms or rocket reading items or stuff like this and make goals lists off of those things. We are rich in methods to find the goal these days. What if we can't find the goal at all on somebody? Well, we usually is a rock slammer, and we have to do a 212A package on list one before we can even get him into session. This is why he won't answer auditing questions or something like that, and yet he'll answer them on list one, don't you think? We could prepare the case we're on. There are various ways of handling these, but these are all unique problems. They're problems of how do we get the horse to water, and 3M is how do we make him drink. And they always said you couldn't, but in our particular case, we got it all taped, and we can make the horse drink very well. And there goes the GPM. And it will run as easy as you follow its exact simple rules, and it will run as hard as you goof. You think nothing at all of wasting 15 session hours because of a goof, or finding in 10 session hours 10 RIs. You get the idea. I mean, one goof, there goes maybe 10, 15 session hours trying to set this thing to rights and finding things and plunging and being upset and all that sort of thing. It is only lengthy if you goof. So the thing for you to do is to get letter perfect in the handling of it. I'm very happy with this, of course. And one of the things that has been interesting to me about it is for the first time in history, probably in this universe, we have the adage, physician, heal thyself, unstuck. Physicians have never been able to heal themselves. Look at the AMA, and so on. In this particular case, I am quite startled to find out that as messed up in Crossway 2 as we landed into the middle of the second GPM, that it isn't phasing me. I'm handling it quite well. We've got items scattered all over the place now because we landed in the middle of it. And did two wrong way two, and then compounded it by doing a third wrong way two, and we're still making out, and I can't even feel sorry for myself, and that's pretty bad. But I'm getting along fine now, and it's amazing to me when I see what we've been tackling over the years. I get a Ron's eye view of it right close up, and I'm quite intrigued. My goals, by the way, have more gotten in my road than they have assisted me, because I find in every single instance where I have had difficulty working, it was because of my goal and it wasn't anything else. I was actually working in spite of my goals and was somehow or another surmounting the GPM all the way along the line. And it's great, you know, just to sit back and have it hit me in the face and blow off, because I've been holding it at arm's length for a very long time. Anyway, that's enough about me. That's how you run Routine 3M. I haven't given you on a step-to-step basis, but I've given you the data that you most need, is how to do it right and how to square it up if you don't. And I think you're going to need both equally, because it's very difficult to tell a terminal from an op term, and PCs lie like hell, and sooner or later you're going to glue one backwards and wish to God you'd never been born. Well, I'm just calling it to your attention that that is straightenable if you don't carry it too far and if you recognize it soon enough. Okay? Thank you very much, and good night.